Well, Chelsea Manning left prison today after 7 years. The former soldier was convicted for stealing hundreds of thousands of government documents, which she gave to WikiLeaks in 2010. The remainder of her 35-year sentence was commuted in one of Barack Obama's last acts as president. President Trump criticized Obama for the move, tweeting that Chelsea Manning is an ungrateful traitor. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following this story. She joins us now with a bit of a refresher course on Chelsea Manning. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Jeremy.
And take us back to 2010 when WikiLeaks started publishing the documents they had obtained from Manning. How did she get a hold of them in the first place?
Well, back then, Chelsea Manning's name was Bradley Manning.
Right.
Bradley Manning was an low-level Army intelligence analyst based outside of Baghdad. And that base apparently had a really poor information security. Manning and other service members were taking CDs and other media in and out of the computer rooms there. Eventually, Bradley Manning saw some materials that alarmed Manning and spirited them out on CDs, including what looked like a Lady Gaga CD at the time. But the disc actually contained a lot of these documents that Manning later passed to WikiLeaks.
Well, was there anything particularly shocking in what Manning leaked?
A lot, Jeremy. More than 750,000 documents altogether, some reflecting the number of civilian deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan, assessments of detainees at the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, war logs and field reports, diplomatic cables that were highly embarrassing to the Obama administration, and finally, a really important video that showed U.S. service members firing at a Reuters journalist. That video became known as the collateral murder video.
What reasons did Manning give for leaking what was leaked?
Manning, then just 22 years old, at the time cast himself as a whistleblower, as someone who was very alarmed by possible allegations of illegality and misconduct by the military. And Manning felt as if, later came out through attorneys, felt as if this information needed to come to light.
Now, Manning, so much has happened in the last 7 years, but Manning was the first one of these leakers to copy and disseminate bulk data through the internet. Did Manning create the template that Edward Snowden and others later followed, do you think?
Well, it is all under the category of insider threats, Jeremy. So Snowden went on to leak as a contractor. We also have someone charged in Baltimore, Hal Martin, who had been a contractor for the NSA and other government agencies. Even though the leaks by Manning exposed some major information security practices and faults, the government has really not been able to solve those or fix those to this day.
As you mentioned, Chelsea Manning was born Bradley Manning. She came out publicly as a trans woman after her sentencing and has been outspoken on LGBT issues since then. Has Chelsea Manning said what she's going to do next as a private citizen?
Well, she tweeted this morning and put on her Instagram account, First Steps of Freedom, and it was a photo of her feet wearing black Converse sneakers. She's been on social media expressing some reservations about life after prison, given that she went into prison at 22 and is now 29 years old. But we know from her lawyers at the ACLU, she's actually the first military prisoner to receive health care related to her gender transition, and she does want to be outspoken and make this a part of her life moving forward and her life of freedom.
That's NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson talking with us about Chelsea Manning, who left prison today after 7 years. Carrie, thank you.
My pleasure.